Cooper Reynolds was only 7 years old when he first appeared in a production at the King's Wharf Theatre in Penetanguishene. Now, in his 10th production, with A Christmas Carol the Panto running November 6 to 23, Reynolds is the senior chorus member. His three older siblings are jealous that they've aged out, but they are happy for me still going, Reynolds says in the lobby during a quick rehearsal break. Reynolds is one of 24 children between the ages of 8 and 15 in the children's chorus working alongside professional actors in the pantomime produced by Drayton Entertainment. Quick learning is key. The children have less than a week of rehearsals to learn the songs and dances before the shows begin. It's a lot of learning. I've done it so many times I know what to expect. We know we have to practice when we get home and be awesome, says Reynolds. Despite the challenge, Reynolds relishes the experiences. His favorite production was Beauty and the Beast because he got to play Chip with a speaking part. It's a lot of getting to know people who have been doing this professionally. Everyone is so welcoming. It's an amazing experience, he says. His stage time has had such an impact, the grade 10 St. Teresa's Catholic High School student is planning a career in the arts. I want to be a movie star, he said. David Connolly, the director and associate artistic director for Drayton Entertainment, said he enjoys working with children and introducing them to the arts. We want them to learn the life skills that an arts education can bring them, accountability, self-confidence and belonging, Connolly says. We let them grow and go on and hopefully come back as professionals one day, unless that is not their path, and then they will take these skills into whatever they choose to do. Connolly says he has seen many children grow up and feels proud that some graduates are pursuing a professional career in the arts, including Cooper's sister Emma Reynolds, who is studying musical theater at Sheridan College, and Spencer Reynolds, who is studying dance. Karina Jones, 14, a grade 9 student at St. Teresa's, is in her sixth show, and while she isn't pursuing the arts after high school, she is sharing what she's learned with others. I'm trying to mimic what the older kids did for me, which is helping the younger kids, she says. One of those is first-timer Aria Ramsbottom, 9. She says it's a lot to learn, but she's up to the challenge. I love dancing and singing, and I really want to act when I grow up, says the grade 4 pupil at St. Antoine Daniel Catholic School. Ramsbottom is feeling at home because she knows lots of the other children in the show, such as Sadie Clark, 9. I love singing, dancing and acting, says Clark, a grade 4 pupil at Mundy's Bay Elementary School. I like the dancing the best so far. Stacey Kay, who has been on Canada's Got Talent and America's Got Talent singing with her band, is playing the Ghost of Christmas Present and is the narrator for the show. She says Drayton Entertainment makes a habit of including local children in the panto productions at all six theaters. Children and adults get directions from the choreographer and director, and all the costumes are professionally made. The kids get the same treatment as the professional actors. It's pretty cool, Kay says. Tickets to the show cost $52.75 plus GST. Tickets for youth under 20 are $35.70 plus tax. For more information and tickets, click here. The theater is located at 97 Jury Drive in Penetanguishene.